Political types focus on next week's primaries in New Hampshire. Beyond that, in 2 weeks, caucuses in New Mexico and primaries in Delaware, South Carolina, Missouri, Oklahoma, and Arizona. In Phoenix, NPR's Noah Adams met with a Joe Lieberman volunteer on a day when the Connecticut senator came to town.
Brian Bennett, 36 years old, has been a Lieberman volunteer since last summer. He has the free time because, as he puts it, he's been a house husband while his wife went to graduate school, in addition to her job with American Express. They have no children, one dog. Bennett does plan to go back to work. He's been a speechwriter and a public relations advisor. But for now, the Lieberman campaign is a good fit.
What I kind of discussed with my wife is that, you know, we could probably write a check for $1,000, but the value of that isn't as valuable as my background. And being willing to do the things like stuff the envelopes in addition to other things, because we didn't have a press secretary out here.
Bennett volunteers about 25 hours a week. He says he's doing it for the right reasons and for the right guy. He's gotten a chance to talk with Joe Lieberman a few times. And so when Lenny Gertz sees the big blue Joe sign out front and comes through the door, Bennett's ready.
I'm Brian Bennett.
Hello, I'm Lenny.
Good to meet you.
What is his platform? Was he for or against?
Wow, specific issue kinds of stuff. One, he has not kind of waffled on the war in Iraq. He said he was for it kind of in the beginning. And when everybody kind of went against it and the rest of the Democrats kind of said, ooh, wait, I was against it too, the senators kind of stood up and continued to say, look, in 1999...
Later in the afternoon, the senator himself will explain his positions during a rally at the El Portal restaurant just south of downtown Phoenix. Brian Bennett's been helping with this event and now moves quickly around the room, taping up posters, getting the PA set.
I'm going to apologize now for all the little squeaks that are going to happen.
The restaurant is soon packed. There's beer, enchiladas, and campaign business to be done.
Have you filled out an early ballot request?
The senator arrives for hugs and handshakes and a short speech. If you're a campaign worker, Bennett says, there's only one place to be when the TV lights go on.
Off camera. If they're watching in the office and it picks up on something in D.C., they'll go, oh, and they make fun of you, and you don't want that to happen.
Bennett does watch his candidate's speech from close up. He's kneeling in front.
And I'm just thinking that we're going to go from El Portal to the Casablanca.
Yeah!
Here's an advantage I believe I have in Arizona. I believe there's not a better political organization than any of the candidates have.
Right.
We've got experienced people. We've got believers. We've got a great mail piece that went out.
The senator continues for 10 minutes and then moves outside for television questions. The evening's gone well, and Brian Bennett's mood is up.
Thanks for coming. Don't forget to tip your waiters and waitresses.
The motorcade pulls away. Bennett stays to help tidy up the El Portal. And then we talk for a moment outside in the dark about his possible political future.
I'm not looking for somebody to, you know, be impressed with me in 6 weeks and say, gosh, you're so, you know, important to the staff that we need to hire you. I'm not going to get anything out of this. I don't want to go to the White House and work if he wins. I'm not looking for that job. I'm either going to end up in New York or in Phoenix, depending on which way my wife's job takes her.
Arizona's primary is February 3rd. Brian Bennett says if the Lieberman campaign wants him, he'd be happy to move on to Texas for that primary, March 9th. Noah Adams, NPR News, Phoenix, Arizona.